And finally, a reminder, the 4th Annual Progressive Festival going on today from 11 to 6 at Walnut Park in Petaluma. All kinds of speakers and musicians, etc. The MC, our very own Andrea Lewis, co-host of the morning show. That's from 11 to 6, Walnut Park in Petaluma today, Petaluma Boulevard South and D Street. Stay tuned. It's great to be back. It's great to know you're out there with us. Our second hour today, special program from the KPFA Local Advisory Board. Meanwhile, more music. Say goodbye to the children of Brittany. But we'll see them again. Don't worry.
Allez, on tape les mains pour commencer.
Said it would save you lots of dough.
Hi, this is Medea Benjamin asking you to join me in moving from energy crisis to solutions. We need solar and wind power. We need energy that's affordable and under public control. You agree? Then join ACORN, Global Exchange, Green Action, and Greenpeace at the first ever statewide energy rally in Sacramento on Sunday, September 9th. Performers include Teatro Campesino, Melanie Damour, Aya De Leon, and Utah Phillips. The rally is free and transportation is available. That's Sunday, September 9th in Sacramento, 2 to 6 p.m. on the steps of the Capitol.
KPFA will be broadcasting this rally live. For more information, go to www.powertothepeople.org or call 800-497-1994.
How our profits grow. And don't talk about public power. That's nothing but a commie plot.
You're listening to listener-sponsored KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno. It is 10 o'clock in Berkeley in the West. Time for a special second hour of Sunday Salon today, featuring members of the KPFA Local Advisory Board.
Good morning. Welcome to a special broadcast by KPFA's Local Advisory Board. My name is David Landau. I'm a member of the KPFA News Department, and I'm a staff representative to the Local Advisory Board. The Lab, or Local Advisory Board, now has its own show on KPFA, thanks to the Program Council, and many thanks especially to the regular programmers who are about once a month yielding their airtime and allowing us, Local Advisory Board members, to come on the air and communicate directly with you, the listeners, about all the vital matters that confront our board and our station, what our board is trying to do about it, and mostly what your concerns are, how you feel. This is really a conversation between you, our listening community, and the Local Advisory Board. We're going to try in these shows to have on the air voices that you don't ordinarily hear. And as I say, we're very grateful to the regular programmers who have generously ceded their time, and firstly this morning to Larry Bensky, who interrupted his charming and informative reflections on France to let us come in here and do our program. And not only thanks for that to Larry, but also thanks for staying past his show and running the board. So without further ado, let me turn the program over to our two co-hosts for today. Mariah Gallardon was well known to KPFA's audiences in the 80s and early 90s. She grew up in Switzerland. She started as a news volunteer. She was a co-founder of the KPFA Women's Department, and she was later KPFA's development director in the early 90s, along with many other community programmers. She was removed from the air by KPFA management, and I think that Mariah has not been heard on KPFA's air since then.
That's
is that
true.
Correct? So welcome.
So this is my debut. Thank you.
This is the renaissance of Mariah Gallardon on KPFA's air. And we also have with us a very erudite and witty and verbally and in other ways very interesting gentleman, Joe Wanzella. He, like Mariah, is one of the newly elected KPFA Local Advisory Board. He represents you, the listeners of KPFA. He works as a paralegal in San Francisco, and he hails originally from Uganda. So welcome, Joe, and thanks for stepping forward to be one of the first co-hosts of the Lab Show.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
So now let's go to Mariah and Joe for the first Local Advisory Board-hosted show on KPFA.
Thank you. One of the main things we want to accomplish today is to deal with one of the interesting ironies that has come out of the travails we've been having with the National Board. That irony being, well, it's a good irony, I think, that being the question of elections amongst the various local advisory boards in the different station areas. I think one of the things that the lockout reminded us of is that we are in fact a network, if you like, or a federation of stations. And one of the ideas behind having elections to the local board is, number one, of course, to increase or, in fact, make real the already, or to honor the, in fact, very real level of participation of the listeners and in the spirit of community radio and make that participation felt. And this has been done here at KPFA. This is the first, almost the first year, I think, of our elected local board. And to the extent that the various stations are now to lesser or greater extent connected, the virus of elections has been spreading around to the different station areas, and I think the area where there's been a lot of ferment around that is New York.
And our next round of elections is coming up real soon. We'll talk about that later and hope to entice some of you to run for the board. We have two guests on the line from New York, because New York is currently going through a discussion about elections. We had the collaboration of the station here to do the elections. New York does not. And there are currently, I understand, three factions. One faction saying elections should be held and begun now, even though we don't have access to the air. Another faction says elections should be held later, once we have access to the air. And there's even a faction, elections should not occur, because the best way of getting the best people is to handpick them. So our two guests will help us sort it out. Is there something else we want to say to set it up, or shall we go directly?
Yeah, let's go to our guests. Yes.
Okay. We have on the air Patty Heffley from New York. Patty is a member of the group that would like to begin the discussion of elections. and the reality of elections right now, actually. Patty has been a long-time listener, and she's also a radio producer. She is also one of the founders of the New York Indie Media Center. Welcome to KPFA, Patty.
Hi, Mariah. Hi, Joe. Thanks a lot for having me.
Sure. And David, do you want to introduce Leslie?
Is Leslie Kagan there?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Leslie. Good morning.
Hello, Leslie.
Leslie is a rather recently elected Pacifica National Board member. She is one of our people. She's on our side in the struggle against the majority. And recently, Leslie was the author or principal author of an initiative by the Pacifica National Board majority, ad hoc majority, in the situation to restore Democracy Now! and get it back on the air and put it in a safe working environment at WBAI. And the Pacifica National Board majority of six, a very narrow majority, just last week recommended, in fact, instructed Pacifica Executive Director Bessie Wash to do so. So thanks very much for that, Leslie, and we're delighted to have you on the air.
Actually, that's an interesting connection to Democracy Now! Because I understand, to go back just for a moment into the beginning of it all, that the first time, Patty, the first time an elections committee idea came up was when Democracy Now! Was first under attack before the purge. Is that right, Patty?
Yeah, that's right. There was group formed called the Concerned Friends of WBAI, which formed committees under that umbrella. There were different ones, action, outreach, and such things. And the elections committee was formed also. That was like in about November 2000. And it sort of began with several members of the Coalition for Democratic Pacifica New York chapter, as well, which is a listeners group that's been around since about 1996. It was formerly Save Our Station until we became a sister group to your Coalition for a Democratic Pacifica out there. And so but it has grown with more listeners who came after the Christmas coup.
Actually, if I could just jump in here for a second, I was going to add to my own introduction that I not only am part of the dissident group on the national board, but I also am a listener and a WBAI in New York, and have been for many years. And in fact, that's what brought me to the position of being open to try and struggle from the inside, as a national board member. My grounding in all this is as a listener. But also, Patty's right that the Concerned Friends of WBAI, which has been kind of the umbrella group, there are several different groups very active in New York over this last year, but the Concerned Friends really started last fall when Beth Lyons, who at that point was also on the national board and also a dissident member, and myself came back from last September's national board meeting, went home to New York and said, we have got to tell people, as many people as quickly as possible, what we saw happening on the national board. And so we convened a series of public meetings to which Patty and other people from the Coalition for Democratic Pacifica came, other individuals, listeners, several members of the local advisory board, several producers at WBAI who are not happy with what's going on, and that really kicked in to become Concerned Friends. And Patty's absolutely right. Right from the beginning, when committees were first being set up, we included an elections committee, even though right then and there also there was some resistance to even setting up a committee. And there were some people who felt, well, maybe that's not a priority. Maybe we shouldn't even talk about elections right now. But in fact, the overwhelming majority of people in Concerned Friends did feel that it was important to at least begin the process of talking about how would we do elections in the New York listening area. How would they be set up? How would they be carried out? who would, all the mechanics, all the details of it. And so since last fall, there's been a committee, that is election committees, and Patty has been one of the most active members of that committee. Discussions have been held throughout the Concerned Friends as well.
So when you talk to people, could you, for us and our listening audience, could you just do a sketch of these three positions? Why do some people say we need to have elections now?
You want me to give that?
Yeah, I guess you're most identified with that position. Why don't you go ahead, Patty?
Right. Well, the point of elections now, some of it is that the settlements, if they do occur, may not give the listeners voting rights and membership. And so we may have to just take that ourselves, as you did in Berkeley. I think that the culture of Pacifica has been anti-listener for a long time, and the KPFA election was kind of a miracle. So during this period of, like, shift right now, we really don't know what's going to happen. I mean, we don't know if the Spooner suit, the listener's lawsuit is going to take precedence and give us voting rights and membership, or if, in fact, we're not going to have that happen and we're going to end up, not having any rights as listeners once again. So the idea of elections now is to begin the culture of yes to elections, yes to listener empowerment, yes to inclusion, that may be blocked out if we wait long enough for the station to be taken back to the people before the coup. And as I know what happened in Berkeley, it was a very difficult, even with the station back, to get a lot of support for this kind of thing. So in a way, the elections now is about, not really right now either, because it would take months to implement with the nominations, the organization. We've built a 18-page elections proposal that you can see on the radio on WBAI.net on the site. And, you can see what we've done. And that has been not even read by many of the LAB members and many other people. We are sort of the contentious committee. And so, because we want a power shift and more community control. So what we're saying is elections now is because we want to, we're hoping that would happen, although it would take months to implement. So elections now means to start the process of acknowledgement that we should have a space in there. That's what elections now means.
Thanks, Patty. And I forgot to say about you a really important detail. Patty is with Carol Spooner, one of the people who brought the listener suit against the Pacifica National Board. And Leslie is one of our really beloved minority of five in a group of 11 board members on the national board. Leslie, would you want to take on describing the other two positions?
Well, yes. I feel most comfortable describing the position of supporting elections, believing that electing the local advisory boards is an important part of democratizing the whole Pacifica network, not just our station, but the whole network, but that in New York City we should wait for them. I don't feel so comfortable describing the other position, non-elections, because it's not a position I hold. So let me just do that one quickly. There are people who feel that in the best interest of building a lab that would be diverse, and that is representative of the diverse communities of the New York listening area, that if you just throw that open to an election process, there's no built-in mechanisms to ensure you end up with the diversity that you really want. I think that's their basic argument, that there should not be elections, that there should be other ways to construct the local advisory board. As I said, I, and I think every single person I know, wherever you fall on the timing question, everybody really understands the need to build a lab that does respect and has its foundation in the diverse communities of the New York listening area, which, to remind people, is not just the five boroughs of New York City. It's a much bigger area. But I and others, you know, feel very strongly that you can build in some mechanisms into an election process that help, you know, guarantee or move toward that level of diversity that is needed. So I, as I said, am in the sort of in the spectrum thing, and I hate to say factions. This whole issue has become very contentious in New York. There's a lot fighting about it, and it's really kind of sad that so much energy goes into fighting over these kinds of internal issues, where we really need all of our creative energies going into changing the leadership of the national board and winning back the WBAI, and for that matter, winning back, you know, the stations throughout the network. But nonetheless, there is a big struggle internal to the Save WBAI and Reclaim Pacifica movement. So I fall in with the group that is committed to elections, but believes that we should do the election process, and I understand it's going to take months whenever we actually begin it and really kick it off, but that we should begin it once we have reclaimed the station. I think that reaching our audience, that is, those people who listen to WBAI, is going to be made so much more easy. It's a much more realistic task if we have the airwaves, if we can get on the air and talk about not just the fact that there is an election, but the politics of that, why that's an important step toward democratizing all of Pacifica. So I think that we would be able to do much stronger, more solid elections after we have won that station, to say nothing of having access to the donor list, that is, the listeners who actually send in the money to make it possible for WBAI to be on the air, to have those access to those lists so we can do mailings to them and make sure that they know about the elections, that their questions are answered, and that they can participate as fully as possible.
Sure. I mean, do you see there being a danger of, as you said, that you reluctantly hinted that there was, not hinted, you reluctantly said that there was a high level of factionalism. I mean, do you see a danger of yourself or Patty seeing those rifts getting deeper, or there being a more, hopefully, clearer understanding of needing to sort of take a first things first approach to the problem of trying to reclaim the station? I mean, do you think that the factionalism might overtake that, or is it kind of a moot point to some extent?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what Patty thinks. You know, I do worry that sometimes the struggle, the intense internal struggle that is internal within our movement, it does take up, a fair amount of energy and time. And I sometimes do worry that we're kind of, missing the mark, that the energy and time that goes into that, you know, might go into other things. I do think that the struggle, the internal battle, that there are people on both sides or all sides of these questions that have been at fault. It's not like one side has handled themselves perfectly and the other side is made a mess of things. That all of us bear some responsibility for the way this discussion has unfolded and that it's become more of a fight and less of a discussion. I am hopeful, because I do believe in the power of people working together. I am hopeful that we can move it back to the level of discussion and less of a fight.
Well, I think that there's been a lot of, you're right, Leslie's absolutely right. I mean, there's problems on both sides, but the problem is what I have seen since November, since the experience of trying to, you know, even discuss elections in the large meetings of when there was 1,300 people came out or 300 or 400 people to the meetings. Overwhelmingly, people cheered for the idea of elections, and in fact is in one of our 5-point demands of the concerned friends. But for months we were completely unsupported and ignored until the talk of these settlements occurred a few months ago, and when all the lawyers and plaintiffs got together out there in Berkeley, and all of a sudden, with the notion of elections as part of these governance changes, the power shift, we're in the spotlight, and this is when the trouble soon, like, sort of rose to the surface. And if I knew that, you know, but I'm looking at the history of even KPFA and the fact of there's little, in a way, little goodwill here to even come together is what makes me wonder when the time comes that the station is returned, that anybody that has a grip on this network is going to give a $500 million network to the listeners. You know, if someone could prove to me that a $500 million network will be given to the listeners for community control, then I would say, yeah, let's take a break and let's just wait. But I have not seen that goodwill shown to me in New York, and that's the problem that I'm worried about. So that's why, you know, there's not even the issue of, okay, let's have elections, let's see how we can work. That's where the arguments, that's where all the energy is going, because the other factions haven't said yes to elections, not later or anything really. And I think this is what we have to be honest about, even though, you know, it's a contentious issue. I believe if I knew, you know, and we knew that they would actually be happening and that I had seen goodwill so far, then that might be an issue. But, you know, I think power concedes nothing without a fight, and we're in it here too. It's no different than any of the struggles we are having. And in my life of learning what I did on WBAI, it's power concedes nothing without a fight, and that's where we are again.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot to Patty and Leslie for being on this morning to give us a sense of the really national depth of this. It's not just about saving KPFA. It's saving the whole network. So that was Patty Heffley from the Elections Committee and one of the people on the listener lawsuit, and Leslie Kagan from the dissident member of the Pacifica National Board, one of five in a group of 11 who are dissidents. Thanks so much for taking time out of your holiday to speak with us.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you, and thank you, Leslie, too.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye to you.
Thanks,
both.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks, everybody out there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. We want you to know that we will be, and now that our lines are empty, we will be taking your calls at 848-4425 in a very short while. We wanted you to know that we are looking for you to be candidates for the upcoming election. We will be going into our second round of elections this fall. And we have actually asked John Sheridan to write us up what this is all about, and he has done it so well. Maybe Joseph or David, do you want to do this with me? Can just go through the issues and the deadlines. As soon as today, you can actually call a phone number here at KPFA and leave a message and ask for a nomination packet to be sent to you. And that phone number is 510-848-6767, and it's extension 626. That's extension 626. To be eligible for elections, you need to be a KPFA subscriber who has given $25 or more, or donated 3 hours or more at KPFA in the past 2 years. We did this on purpose. If you were joining the boycott and did not give money to the station, you can still be a candidate by donating your time. If you wish to vote and you have not contributed in either manner with money or time, you have until September 21st to do that. So the KPFA Lab Elections Committee will be holding nominations events in October, and those will be announced on the air. And candidates can meet potential voters and talk about why they would like to be on the lab. And the Elections Committee will be arranging for airtime on KPFA. And David Landau and I are on the committee, on the lab committee for lab programs on KPFA. And we are already asking people to donate time, to give extra time to the candidates. Do you Do you have some news to announce there?
Well, we have, this is a couple of months off, but we will be on the morning show, the final half hour of the morning show, on Halloween 2001, October 31st, from 8:30 until 9. And we will be looking for other airtime in the interim, and we will make those announcements in advance and in a timely way so that all of our listeners can know when these on-air conversations are taking place. And also, once again, the call-in for talking to us on this show now is area code 510-848-4425. And we have a caller on the line, Dr. Bill Bronston from Sacramento.
Good morning, friends.
Hi, good morning.
Just simply and clearly lay out what is the mechanism that is called for in the lawsuits that would ensure the democratic input of the listenership. I'm a little bit confused because too many things are happening, and I don't hear the station talk about this enough to know exactly where things stand. But I am concerned about the kind of things that you were just talking about with Leslie and the member of the LAB there in New York. And obviously the stakes are so hugely high that we need to know, you know, how we can be very incisive in the way in which we support and what the position is in order to ensure accountability to the mass base of the listenership.
Thanks for asking the question. Actually, it's a very informal and porous structure. The lead plaintiff in the listener lawsuit is Carol Spooner. Have you heard that name, Dr. Brunston?
He's dropped.
Oh, he's dropped. He's gone. It's Carol Spooner. She's the lady who is in. Really taking the lead in the listener's lawsuit. And Carol's phone number, and she's welcoming calls from anybody who wants to comment about the lawsuit or has an idea or something to contribute and also money to contribute, 707-526-2867. I'll repeat Carol's phone number, 707-526-2867. And actually, we have Carol on the line. Carol Spooner, are you there?
I am. Good morning, you guys.
Well, good morning to you.
Hi. Since the question was asked, I thought it would be a good idea for me to attempt to answer it about what the lawsuits are seeking.
Indeed.
There are four lawsuits. One is brought by the listeners. Myself and Patty Heffley are among 12 listeners who've brought this lawsuit that's sponsored by the California Attorney General. That's generally referred to as the, quote, listener's lawsuit. And what we are seeking in that lawsuit, in addition to removal of the illegally elected members of the National Board of Directors, we're also seeking bylaws amendments that would codify and cement a grant to listener sponsors of the five Pacifica stations, voting rights, and legal membership in Pacifica Foundation. That's been very important to us from the very beginning because we learned when the KPFA lockout occurred that we had no standing to sue to get rid of this odious board because we weren't legal members. And also, we had no rights to vote them out of office. People would say, well, why don't we just vote them out of office? We didn't have any rights to vote them out of office because we had no voting rights at all. So the listener's suit is asking the court to evaluate Pacifica's bylaws and say that they are unreasonable and that they are inadequate to protect the public trust that Pacifica Foundation is, and to enfranchise the listener sponsors with the power and the right to elect the local boards. We believe that's very important to help protect Pacifica for the next 50 years. Now, there are other lawsuits pending. The local advisory boards themselves, members of four of the five local advisory boards, have brought suit. That suit restore Pacifica's bylaws to the pre-1997 variety, where the local boards had the right to elect directors. The bylaws were illegally changed in 97 and 99 to strip the local boards of their right to elect directors. So the local board suit is asking to return to those days. That's fine and good, but it doesn't tell us how the local boards are selected or elected. And that's one of the deficiencies in the old bylaws that the listener's lawsuit is seeking to remedy.
Carol, let me break in just for a moment to give our call-in number again. It's area code 510-848-4425. Let me repeat that, 510-848-4425. This is your local advisory board. We're on the line with Carol Spooner, who is the lead plaintiff in the listener's lawsuit.
I don't want to take much more of your time, but I do want to just kind of connect that to the upcoming KPFA local advisory board elections. We held elections last year, and we're about to hold new elections. And we're doing this with the blessing of the LAB, which chose to select its membership through an election process of the listener sponsors of KPFA. So the lab made that choice, but it's not codified in the Pacifica bylaws. So in the event that we lose our lawsuits or that we still do not have legally enforceable rights, we just simply are doing this because our KPFA community and our LAB believes this is the right thing to do. So serving on the lab, I was elected last year, and it's a wonderful experience, and I hope you'll drum up some interest for some new candidates for our coming election this fall. Thanks, you guys.
Carol, thanks a lot. I was hoping we could keep you on because that was really great information, but we can't. We have to drop you in order to take the next caller.
You're doing great.
Caller.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in.
Now we have Jirish from Sunnyvale. Jirish, you're on the air. Welcome to the local advisory board.
Hello.
Yes.
I just wanted to say thank you to all of you, and especially to Carol, who's done such a wonderful job. And I was just hoping to hear from you if there's going to be any lab meeting in the South Bay in the near future.
I know that we have structured one of the things we decided, I think, in one of the lab meetings back in the summer is to have every other meeting outside of the Berkeley area, and I just don't know offhand when the next
There's none planned so far. Our next out-of-towner will be Fresno, so anybody listening to us in Fresno, you can look forward to our visit.
But we certainly will be in the South Bay at some point. I should say that I was one of those in the lab who was reluctant to go outside of Berkeley for various reasons, but I've been pulled along with the crowd.
We had one, I think it was some 6 odd months ago over here in Palo Alto, and really enjoyed having all of you here.
Indeed, thank you.
Thank you.
We have Gail in Winters on the line.
Hi. I just wanted to put my 2 cents in about listener empowerment. I think the lab is a great way to do it. I also think that we can't just depend on the airwaves because that comes through the filter of programmers, and I love programmers. One really good way is bulletin boards on the Internet, and there's a fabulous site called goodlight.net, GOODLIGHT.net. And the moderator of that has made bulletin boards for every single station in the network. And there's one for KPFA. It's really easy to follow, and I think it's a fabulous way to have your voice be heard and connect with other listeners, find out what we can all do to save this station and this network. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And now we have, listening on the web, all the way from San Clemente, Chuck. Chuck, are you on the air?
Hello.
Hi, Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
Hi. I wanted to add something. Maybe you guys already mentioned it because I only been listening for like 10 or 15 minutes. But have you discussed this upcoming conference call?
Which call, Chuck?
The conference call, the next board meeting, quote-unquote board meeting, conference call is September 12th, I think it is.
It's the 19th. We haven't talked about it.
Okay, the 19th. I guess there's been a couple of changes of the date. But one of the things I'd like to just add to that is that reading the bylaws and also some of these FCC, or not FCC, but Corporation Public Broadcasting ground rules, whatever, that you have to have these board meetings to be open, and a conference call, of course, is not an open board meeting, and I just want to add that to the pie.
Thank you, Chuck.
All right.
Next, we have Andy in New Jersey.
Andy in New Jersey, welcome.
Another web caller.
Are you there?
Hi,
Andy.
Yes, I am.
Great. How can
it's
we?
It's truly national.
It is. It's great. Absolutely. This web thing is fabulous.
A BAI listener, you are usually, right?
Yes, I'm on the LAB here, actually.
All right.
Is that Andy Norris?
Yes.
Ah, hi, Andy. I've talked with you in the past.
Who is this?
It's David Landau.
It's David Landau.
Oh, hi, David. How are you?
Good. So, Andy, what's your question or comment?
Just want to. Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, we hear you well.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, please go ahead.
Sorry with the delay with the satellite. I'm further away from Berkeley than probably most of your listeners. I'm from New Jersey. And I just want to congratulate you on having this open session with the LAB on air. I think it's fantastic. And I only wish we could do the same here in BAI land. And I wish we could also discuss LAB elections and democratization in the same way that you can do it out there on KPFA, and hopefully we'll do that sometime. So anyway, I just wanted to send congratulations to the LAB there on becoming part of the community, and we're trying to do the same here.
Well, I want to acknowledge you too, Andy. You've done really marvelous work for some years now, and so thanks to you. And now we're going to go to Carlos in San Ramon.
Yes.
Carlos?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. Two things I'm not sure Carol mentioned, but I always want to mention, and I've called KPFA two or three times. The KPFA staff cannot ask listeners for money for these lawsuits, but we can, the callers. And so I want to remind all listeners that even if they don't have time to participate, one thing they can do is donate money for the lawsuits to remove the Pacifica board. And one way that I have found, for me at least, is easier to do that is I can't donate a whole bunch of money up front, but I can every time I get my paycheck, I donate a little bit of money. I send a check to Carol Spooner. There is a committee to remove the Pacifica board. And all of that data is at www.savepacifica.net. And so I encourage people, because I know there are many, many people that don't have time, that don't live close to KPFA, so they feel very limited on what they can do. Well, this is one thing we can all do, and they need money or the lawsuits will not be able to be successful. So I'm encouraging everybody to do that. The other thing is to congratulate, just like everybody said, I know how much time the members of the local lab, how many hours of volunteer work they are putting, and all the people around them. So I want to thank them all for their efforts. Thank you much. That's all. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the request. It's really urgently needed and very, very much appreciated. And donations go equally to all lawsuits, whichever.
Who is our next caller?
So we have Gary in Sonoma is on the line next. Hi, Gary.
Hi. I wanted to see if you could discuss a little bit something that Patty Hepley brought up. She mentioned that there are several people in the New York area that are frightened that an LAB election there would result in a lack of diversity on the LAB and would shift the station in a way that didn't reflect the communities or the community of diversity. My understanding is that the KPFA LAB elections have a rather complex mechanism integral to it that, if not guaranteed, certainly pushes diversity into into the LAB. And I wonder given that WBAI listeners will probably, several of them listening on the Internet, I wonder if you could discuss how KPFA handled that.
That was indeed complex. And
I mean, I can tell you that I probably wouldn't have been elected had it not been for that mechanism. I don't know how it worked exactly, though.
There's a gender and minority mechanism, and yes, David is right. I feel embarrassed that we can't just spell it out, but we do have. I believe it's on our website, isn't it? Is it on the lab, KPFALab.org website, the procedure?
That would certainly be a place to look, I just have to confess my own lack of complete understanding of the process.
Well, perhaps there should be something on the SafePacifica.net website that people can access, because it has worked. I mean, it is a complex mathematical formula. It takes a lot of time to kind of, you know, work through. But it's clever, and it does guarantee diversity.
I'm going to see to it that we get it on the kpfalab.org website, which is really our website, and it's a wonderful one.
Great.
So thank you for your comment. And now let's go to Tom in Oakland.
Yes, please. I'd just like to know where the lawsuit stands in the court system. I understand that depositions have been taken. When will a court date actually come up?
There's a court date on September 13th.
And which court will this be?
This is the Superior Court in Alameda County. Mm-hmm. And these dates are subject to change. There's another motion hearing on the 17th of September. The best thing to do, again, is to call Carol Spooner, because she in some way holds the key to a lot of this. And she is, I'll give you the phone number, 707-526-2867.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you.
The really rough understanding I have of it is that the overall court date is set for sometime at the beginning of next year. And as these proceedings require, there need to be settlement discussions preceding that, and they have been ongoing for several months already and may bring some kind of a result by November, which is soon. And part of our desire to talk about elections at this point is that, as Carol so well explained, elections are a really important factor in this. Elections to be written into the future bylaws, elections to ascertain that there is representation from below as an antidote to this coup from above. And we are, as many of you have been listening to us since the beginning of the program, we are in this very complex and actually very intriguing process of defining how those could be conducted, especially at the other four sister stations of ours, where the management is firmly on the side of the Pacifica National Board, and there's no access to the air to even discuss this.
We're now going to Steve in Mountain View.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, my name's Steve Chesson, and I'm president of Californians for Proportional Representation. And our organization was involved in helping to design the elections used to elect the KPFA Local Advisory Board.
Oh, great.
And it's actually a fairly simple system. It's the same system that's used in New York City, so your listeners on the web in New York, if they vote in the New York City school board elections, it's the same choice voting system that is used there. There was only one minor addition added, and that was to guarantee affirmative action in the election. But it's very simple for the voters. They just rank the candidates, one next year first choice, two next year second choice, and so on down the line. The voting is a little sophisticated. I'm sorry, the counting is a little sophisticated. It takes about 20 minutes to explain, so I won't go into that now. But if you go to our website, which is www.fairvoteca, that's FairVoteca.org. I believe we've got a link up there on the KPFA elections where we describe what the system was that was used.
Thank you very much for that.
Steve, thanks a lot. And hello from Mariah to you. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
We have Peter in Newark. Peter, welcome to the Local Advisory Board show.
Hi. I'd just like you to clarify the situation with democracy now. I heard that a majority of the board voted to have her aired nationally again, yet I still hear spots on KPFA asking listeners to call Bessie Walsh to make this happen, and I'm a little bit confused about that. If you could straighten me out on that, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. The short answer to that is that six members of the 11 voting Pacifica National Board wrote a letter to Bessie Walsh instructing that Democracy Now! Be restored, that the staff get their back pay, that safe working conditions be reinstituted at WBAI, and that Democracy Now! Be heard on the other stations. We don't have any word as to what Bessie Walsh is doing about this. We are not even sure that Bessie Walsh will obey a kind of interim instruction from the National Board. It may be that she says she has to wait to hear from a meeting of the entire board. As of now, Pacifica Management is calling the current production of Democracy Now! An unauthorized offering. The only Pacifica station, which is running Amy's current show, which is being produced off-site in Manhattan, is indeed KPFA. In this last week, KFCF, our sibling station in the Central Valley in Fresno, very courageously and artfully made Democracy Now!, the current Democracy Now!, available to all of the affiliate stations, the 60-some affiliate stations, which have taken Pacifica. And that is a great step, because the affiliates are really especially clamoring for the restoration of the show. So that's a kind of short answer.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Kurt in Berkeley.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Mariah. I just want to say congratulations.
I'm glad you called.
For this show. I think that this is, having a show like this is equally important to having elections in the first place, that they go together, that elected lab without a local board show is only halfway there. And I just wanted to say that just in this one show, we've been presented with information that we hadn't really heard on the air at KPFA before, which shows the importance of this. I think it's really important that the listeners be fully informed about what's going on, and, of course, they need to actively participate in this election for the local board, or we aren't likely to have elections in the future. We might lose them locally. We may not attain them at the national level. I think there's a general need for more interaction and outreach to the community by the station staff, and direct involvement by the community in what's going on at the station, more people involved in the programming and the decision-making, and to sort of change the culture at the station. I think Patty was right that at Pacifica there'd been sort of a slight distrust of the listener, which is sort of a hidden secret, but that when you try to get active as a listener, you find out, if you move beyond the passive role of just listening, that there is some resistance. And I think that it'd be nice if people would speak to this, that part of the resistance for elections back east is this sort of vanguardist, elitist idea that the listeners are all these white middle-class people and their role is to pay, but then the programming should be done by other people, and that if the listeners want to ask for, demand a role in decision-making, that they'll then change the way the station is, which is sort of crazy, because these are the very people, the listeners, who are coming forward to defend the way the station has been against the changes the National Board wants to make. But there is this resistance, and I'd love to hear people to speak to that. But thank you so much for doing this show, and I look forward to future shows. I'd really like to hear a show about the Healthy Station Project and the CPB and what's been happening in community radio, because it directly parallels what's happened in Pacifica, but it started in the 80s. And people need to understand the history of the changes that took place at Pacifica. because they took place over a very long period of time, but most of the listeners didn't know anything until 1999, and we need to understand why that was and to make sure it never happens again.
I'm sure we'll get to that in future shows, Kurt, and now let's...
Just a second, let me say something. Kurt is one of the people who were in this early on, and thank you, Kurt. I also want to take a moment to remind you again, there are two, actually, opportunities to participate, to make input into the station and really input into the overall solution of the Pacifica coup debacle a reality. One, of course, is what we try to entice you to do earlier is to consider running for elections. This, the second round of elections for the local advisory board is coming up, and it asks of you to come to a meeting once a month and serve on a committee. And you can find out more about what the process is like and what is asked of you by either calling KPFA at 510-848-6767 at extension 626 and leave a message to ask for a nominations packet to be sent to you. If you have access to a computer, you can get this nomination packet as in two different types of files at the Local Advisory Board Lab website, and that's www.kpfalab.org. That's kpfalab.org. And look under Lab Elections. And this is all coming up. We would like to get nominations through October 21st. And the dates then will be nominations and for candidates will close on October 21st. The campaign period begins on October 22nd. And balloting will be by November 13th.
Okay. Thank you, Mariah and Kurt. And now, Barbara in San Francisco. Welcome to the Local Advisory Board show.
Thank you. Thank you very much for this program. I wanted to just mention that Roy of Hollywood is also airing.
Barbara, can I ask you to talk up a little bit, just speak up a little bit?
Yes. Roy of Hollywood is also airing the True Democracy Now on KPFK. And I believe that's from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., an hour before it was the spurious Democracy Now! It's heard there. And one other thing about the proportional representation, the vote by proportional representation,
mm-hmm.
The explanation should also include the advisory that really only the first choice vote is other votes may have an influence, but really that's the only vote you have. You really vote for only one person, and many of us misunderstood that in the last election. So that needs to be incorporated into whatever is put on the website.
Let me, before we get the next caller, remind you of one more really important way of participating in KPFA's programming and decision-making. As you know, there's a program council that meets every Tuesday morning from 10:30 for a couple of hours. And the lab has accomplished something really important. Three people via the lab may be seated on the program council to participate in programming decisions. And we already sent one representative, one alternate, to fill the lab position, but we are talking about two people from the community who will be able to sit there, and it seems Carol Spooner has all the responsibility for receiving calls. So 707-526-2867 is the phone number to to let her know that you would like to be interviewed. And Joseph, who is here today, is on the committee to find these two community representatives. Very, very, very important job. And I hope you call 707-526-2867.
Thank you for that. I think we have time for one more call, and it's Peter in Newark. Peter, are you there?
Yes.
Welcome to the lab.
I just have one quick question. I really enjoy the independent news. It kind of keeps spopping around from, time slot to time slot. And the obvious place for it is at 3:30 instead of Pacifica Network News, which every time I check into it, looking for some redeeming factor to it, just annoys me. And it's dead air as far as I'm concerned.
I agree with you.
I think that's a very generous assessment.
Why can't we put the independent news at that slot? I mean, if the other stations can get rid of Democracy Now! It will. Why are we stuck with Pacifica Network News?
Wow, who wants, how much time do you have?
Well, I got more time than you do, so
we are told we have 60 seconds to answer you. The lab has actually taken a vote, and although the lab no longer votes unanimously, which is a good thing, a majority of people were actually concerned about PNN, so is a majority of staff. I think it's a question of really of fear that there may be retributions from Pacifica National, firings, etc., that keeps it still on the air. But I think what we can do is we can ask the news department not to rerun, because that's entirely voluntary. That's within their purview. Nobody forces them to do that.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. And I think that's all the time we have.
Thanks so much, Larry, for offering this time.
Gros baiser.
And for board hopping here beyond the call of duty.
And
thanks to David for having been the producer.
Thank you to Mariah Gallardon for her intrepid and continuous and committed participation in formulating this show, and very, very many thanks to Joe Wanzala for stepping forward and sitting in the hot seat this morning.
And Bob Campbell is here for the next. I invite you to stay tuned. If you want to talk to Joe or David or myself off the air, we'll be happy to stay for another 10 minutes and take as many calls as we can. The phone number is 510-848-4425, and I still haven't memorized after all these years. Thanks for listening.
On Thursday, September 13th, the Cuban Interest Section's Fernando Garcia will meet with the Bay Area community to discuss what are the prospects for U.S.-Cuba relations. That's September 13th, 7 p.m. at Cap Street Center, 362 Cap Street, one block off Mission and 18th in San Francisco. A $5 donation benefits organizing to free the five Cuban political prisoners unjustly convicted in Miami. For more info, call the International Action Center at 415-821-6545. That's 415-821-6545.
You're listening to listener-sponsored community radio for Northern and Central California, KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno. Those interested in supporting Democracy Now! And trying to return it to the airwaves in its uncensored form can call Bessie Wash, the program executive director, rather, of the Pacifica Foundation at area code 888-770-4945.